1340-96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for this Thursday. Well, the latest figures released by the Amador Emergency Operation Center show that there are 10 total cases of COVID-19 in Amador County, still 2 current cases, 2 males. There have been 758 test results received. Yesterday, Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr reissued some information on the Stage 2 reopenings, and these basically centered around dine-in restaurants and guidance for shopping centers. Now, to read the full health officer's information, you can go to the county's COVID-19 website. So Amador County remains 10 cases, 2 active. Calaveras at 13 cases, no active. And our friends to the south of us in Tuolumne County, 2 cases, none active. And in Mariposa County, 15 cases and 1 death. We reiterate that 15 cases, 1 person brought 13. It was the reason of 13 cases in Mariposa County.
Well, an Oakland man behind bars on $1.5 million bail following a high-speed chase between Calaveras and Stockton. According to reports, Tuesday night, just after 8 o'clock, Calaveras dispatch received a report and description of a suspect vehicle near Dollar General in Valley Springs. Now, according to the caller, 4 individuals associated with the vehicle looking into other vehicles and appeared to be casing the store. Now, as deputies approached the scene, the suspect car, a Lexus, took off with deputies in pursuit. As the deputies pursued the vehicle, they noted the license plate didn't match as it was registered to an Isuzu SUV. CHP took over the pursuit on Jack Tone, pursuing the Lexus till it crashed on Waterloo. There, CHP and San Joaquin deputies able to take all 4 persons into custody. During the investigation, they determined the vehicle stolen from an area outside Calaveras County. According to the occupants, they asked to be let out of the vehicle during the pursuit, but the driver, 18-year-old Kevin Perry of Oakland, refused to stop. Perry taken into custody, booked into the San Joaquin County Jail on a long list of felony charges.
Smoke will be visible in the skies over the Arnold area today. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, we know them better as CAL FIRE, will be conducting live fire training at the CAL FIRE Arnold Fire Station on Highway 4. The plan is to burn off approximately 8 acres while using the prescribed burn for training. Working with live fire prepares crews for the upcoming fire season. The one-day live fire training will begin at 9 a.m. today and run until about 5 this afternoon. Resources on the scene for the training will consist of 4 fire engines. Smoke will be visible in the Arnold area during the training, and motorists along Highway 4 and in other parts of Calaveras County will see smoke as well. CAL FIRE asks the public not to report this as a wildfire.
Well, 2 mountain passes reopened to motorists just in time for Memorial Day weekend. Caltrans reports Ebbets Pass in Sonora reopened yesterday at 2 p.m. The passes were closed after a storm system passed through the area this past Sunday, bringing snow to the high country through Tuesday. Caltrans crews had to clear over a foot of new fallen snow to open the roads. The 2 passes had just opened for the season last Friday before the storms hit. As a reminder, state agencies still calling for everyone to stay as close to home as possible this Memorial Day weekend. Practice social distancing even with the passes reopening.
And California Fish and Wildlife officials announced yesterday that due to COVID-19 related delays to in-person California hunter education classes, you can now temporarily complete your education requirements entirely online. Lori Fishback and I did ours way back in the day at San Andreas Town Hall, way back when. The officials say that online certification is a temporary solution to allow Californians the ability to fulfill their hunter education requirements in order to obtain a hunting license during these unique times. For more information, you can visit the CDFW, that's the California Fish and Wildlife website.
And the ANA Shooters hosting a sporting clay benefit shoot at Comanche Hills Hunting Preserve Sunday the 31st. Check-in open at 7:30, shoot at 9. Cost is only $80 for 100 targets plus a barbecue lunch. Guest silver buckles will be awarded to the top shooter in each category, plus other awards. A raffle will include a chance to win two guns donated by Foothill Firearms and Johnny Robinson Armory of Amador County. Please pre-register, call or text 267-0779 or email KathleenMLynch54@gmail.com. And if you guys didn't pick all that up, you can call us here at the studios and we'll give it to you. COVID-19 limit of 4 persons per squad. Please pay cash or check at the time of check-in or credit card upon pre-registering by calling 209-763-5270.
And again, local law enforcement urging everyone to take precautions over this Memorial Weekend. In a recent release, both the Amador and Calaveras County Sheriff's Office are warning of escalated mailbox thefts. Now, many of you are still awaiting your stimulus checks. And again, the sheriff in both Amador and Calaveras County, Rick DeBasilio in Calaveras, Sheriff Ryan in Amador County, are warning you to make sure you lock both your car and your homes up as well. Meanwhile, both law enforcement agencies are expecting an increase in the counties over this weekend, and there will be increased patrols from both the CHP and local law enforcement. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.